This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turned from green to that harvest honey.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. You can find our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. What's this program all about? If you're new to it on one of the three or four new stations that we have this week, the American Family Farmer is aimed at helping with information and source material through the eyes and the ears of people who are being successful, finding success still on the American Family Farm. What do we do to help out people who want to keep their farms going, want to stay on the farm? That's my motive. I'm working on my farm in Massachusetts to keep it viable and trying with ideas that I come up with. Or you can send tips along to me if you want. There's nothing wrong with that. The Twitter address is at Doug Steffen. Help yourself to that. Or Doug at DJB Show. Whatever. The idea here is to help farmers, American family farmers, and farm-based businesses that help the smaller, medium-sized farmers stay appropriately active and in business, and then the locavores who are the users of our content. Normally what I do is spend a few minutes talking about something that's in the news that affects agriculture in general, and then we'll talk to someone who will help you with whatever is going on your farm, and then I'll have a comment about something that's going on the farm. The first focus is on orange corn. Let's use our imagination for a couple of minutes. There's a corn that was developed not by anybody from Monsanto or Bayer, but this is a fellow that is a professor at Purdue University. It's called orange corn. This fellow says his name is Torbert Rochford. He's a professor there. He's been developing corn that he says will help countries like the countries that need help in Africa for a diet, that sort of thing. This did not happen by chance. This fellow has spent 20 years using traditional corn breeding methods to develop this corn, and he had to help because he was a prof at Purdue with them. He and his son applied for grants, and they started a company called NutraMaize to market the corn that they have found not only here in America but around the world. If you want to go to his website, it's ProfessorTorberts.com. Professor Torberts, all one word, .com. He explains to a couple of interviewers the future value of organic corn when asked about orange corn versus yellow corn. Orange corn is higher than yellow corn, supposedly, in antioxidant carotenoids, which are the same type of pigment that give carrots their orange color. So the orange is, it's like an orange, eating an orange. Orange, good for you, very good for you. So there are things in there, carotenoids, that are really great to developing vitamin A, for example, which is a very important nutrient for our bodies. It's helpful for your eyes, that kind of stuff. The orange color, is it appealing? Is orange more appealing than yellow? Some people say yes. I'm just used to eating yellow corn, aren't you? I love corn, frankly. I eat it all year long, as much as I can get of it. It's good roughage, good protein. Most people are excited about this color, though, when given. If you go to some of these farm shows and somebody's there holding out here's a yellow ear of corn and here's an orange ear of corn, or a white ear of corn even. White, yellow, orange, which do you prefer? Most people say that they like the orange-colored one. So then the next question is, how does it taste? And a lot of the people that have gone through the process with this guy say that it has a nutty, sort of buttery flavor built in. A lot of folks say it's good for cornbread, and the flavor is quite unique, and so are the things like tortillas or corn chips or cornbread that could be made from it. So, is there a future here? Yeah, I would think so. Is there a future in Africa? Yep, I would think so. People like different products. What I want to know, and I'm not sure about how the organic component, it's, as I said, vitamin A, carotenoids, that sort of thing, which are important to consume. Is there surety here that this is going to be an organic corn? And I have not seen a yes or a no to that. Local farmers are interested in it this year. Apparently it's available. And then they're going to be growing it in Africa as well. But the conditions, weather conditions are a lot different in Africa than they are here. I just find this interesting. So if you're looking for a new base, something new to sell, something new to talk about on your farm, I'm sure you can get a hold. Go to the Purdue website and see if you can order some of the seed. I'd like to order some and plant it and just see what people have to say as it gets introduced. Kind of a cool thing. Speaking of things being introduced, idea of looking your best. There are a lot of these farm shows around now. People are going this time of year to farm shows, meeting folks they haven't seen since last year, maybe friends, and folks look at you and they say, wow, what happened to you? And they don't say that with a nice twist to it. If your teeth have become yellow and not attractive over the past year or two, I offer a suggestion that's aimed at fixing the problem of having yellow teeth. Power Swaps, most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, will transform your smile starting in just 5 minutes. Go to 800-208-1797, order Power Swabs, an all-natural way, dentist-approved, hygienist-approved, user-approved. There's an offer using the code DJV when you call 800-208-1797. You'll get the Power Swabs at half the retail price. So call now and whiten up those teeth of yours. Use Power Swabs. Get them at 800-208-1797. I think you'll be thanking me and you'll be thanking, well, it's something. I'm not looking for thanks. I just want you to be better off and have truly white teeth. This is an advanced system. Your smile will never feel so healthy. Probably hasn't looked this good for a long, long time. The takeaway here is that you can whiten your teeth. It isn't painful. It isn't expensive. Something you can get. And because you are a farmer, you're interested in organic or natural, and that's what this stuff is. The offer, not available online, not available in stores. Call now for this exclusive way to get Power Swabs at 50% off the retail price and whiten up your teeth. If you're a smoker, you drink a lot of coffee or tea or wine, this is the fix. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. The collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful.
Yes, sir. You know, this is a great time to really commit to yourself, and right now we have a huge special. It's perfect if you have over 20 pounds to lose, or maybe you want to split it with a friend, but when you buy a proven 90-day supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is. When you buy a proven 90-day supply, you're going to get a 90-day supply absolutely free.
So give your body what it needs. Collagen, stop producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, buy the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com. All right, 16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. Our podcast is available now If you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you'll get this week's edition, you get last week's edition, you get as many as we have in the lineup there to find out what's going on in the world of our family farmers and solutions to problems. Listen to the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Dina Hoff is the vice president of the National Family Farm Coalition. She's on the board there. She spent most of her life around animals, cattle, and sheep, growing alfalfa and corn as well. You're from Montana, big sky country. Is that right, Dina?
For the last 37 years, yes, actually. I was born and raised in western North Dakota, which is just 80 miles over the border.
Mm-hmm. So you're an upper Midwesterner, and you have, I hope the, I'm sure you do, I'm looking at the profile of you online at LinkedIn. You have, it's really interesting how we grow up in an atmosphere, especially the farm atmosphere, and it sticks to us. You may have heard me say, I've been around cows all my life. I don't want to not be around the cows, no matter what my other circumstances in life. I always want to be able to have cows and have my farm, and I'm guessing that that's probably in your wheelhouse as well, yes?
It certainly is. I would certainly not want to be off the farm for any reason.
What's the National Family Farm Coalition? What do they do?
Well, they were founded in 1987 when it was apparent that the government and the USDA was going to make sure there weren't any family farmers, that it was all going to be large, huge plantation farms, and there was no access to credit for small farmers. So we were organized against changing the laws so that family farmers had equal access to credit so that they could survive and thrive. And now we work a lot on trying to restore competitiveness to markets, have some protections for farmers, and try to educate people to know that current farm policy does not consider any social or environmental costs at all, just focus totally on the big guy's bottom line.
Mm-hmm. So what do you make of the government saying that they were going to not, I read something from Roger Johnson, I'm sure you know who he is, he comes from your neck of the woods as a matter of fact, the termination of the Farmer Fair Practices Rule. How do you look at that, or how does the National Family Farm Coalition look at it?
Well, in this administration, it's not surprising, I guess, to us, but the state and regional organizations that are part of the National Family Farm Coalition have been fighting for competitive markets for the last 40 years. So you know that it is a long battle that has gone on, and we thought we won. And every time we think that we've done something really well and deserving, somebody comes along with a stroke of a pen and takes it away again, and the fight goes on, and it's never ending. So what we need is public support of people who want to be fed by family farmers and not by plantations and not by animal factories to back us and say, we're concerned about keeping these family farmers who are the basis of their communities and who were the people that really settled this country. And we need the support of consumers. We need the support of people who care about the environment, of people who care about people and not money.
Well, we are a profit motivated society. Our businesses are built that way, and that's okay. But in terms of recognizing where it all began and where it has to stay to a certain extent, the family farms set the tone, or need to, for the big agri companies, and they're trying to make that not so. Stand by, 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Now, 24 after the hour on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Dina Hoff from the National Family Farm Coalition, working to make things better for, in some people's minds, Dina, the forgotten farms and forgotten farmers, the struggling dairy farms, certainly in my area, all over the Northeast, and I don't know how it is in Montana. I'm betting it's pretty much the same. It's more maybe because I'm close to dairy. Because I've been around cows, I had a dairy store. I sold my own raw milk on the farm and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing. And then I stopped because it became very expensive to do it. I'm going to try to do some of this stuff over again. But there are other things that I have to do on my farm to make it at least break even. And I think that's not the goal. The goal is to be able to make some money, because that's what business is all about. And the lifeline is being taken away, or challenged certainly, by these huge businesses, and the fact that the Farmer Fair Practices rules are being sort of set aside makes me wonder about. It sounded to me like you didn't support Trump to begin with. But most of the people I know who are in agriculture did. And I don't know how things change, but that's not the important thing at the moment. Although, is it? Is this something that you can take your organization, go to other organizations, and try to influence the outcome of congressional elections next year?
We certainly hope that. Well, we can't get involved in politics because we're 501c3 and not a C4, but we can educate our members. And I think our members are particularly savvy because they've been in the fight for a very long time, and they know that they want to be teaching the next generation because they want there to be a next generation of farmers. And as far as dairies go, it's terrible for dairies everywhere, and not just even in this country, but in the world. In my own county, there used to be 47 dairies, yeah, and now there's zero.
Yeah, it's
because it's a lot of work, and nobody could make any money doing it.
Right, and that's because of the collusion. The same sort of thing we're talking about here with the farmers and ranchers in the poultry and the pork business. Same thing has been done. We have one company that was established during the second Bush administration, the Sousa family and Dean Foods, that owned 75% of the fluid milk supply processing plants in the country. So how do you get treated fairly by people who are trying to keep buy cheaper milk, and so they go, they encourage and even invest in some of these dairies where there are 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 cows. And, you know, you can't do that on a small dairy farm. I was able to milk a couple of hundred. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't easy. But, you know, that's the logistics of this stuff are getting crazy. And you're right. The family farmers are going out right and left. So what does that mean? Sooner or later, all our milk's going to come from someplace, all of our food, if we let this happen. This is the underscore that I keep trying to emphasize, that we let this stuff keep happening. These companies are being bought up by international operations. They'll bring in their food from elsewhere that's produced cheaper. And Americans support this out of their ignorance because they want cheap food, right? How many people know the plight of the family farmer, really, do you think, Dina?
Not very many. And how many people know what the cost of cheap food really is? They're not even eating good food anymore. They're eating lots of imported food, and who knows what's in it.
Well, it takes its toll in terms of your health. And if you look at the boards, this is how insidious this is. Look at the boards of directors of the big ag companies, then look at the board of directors of the big drug companies, and then look at the board of directors of the big hospital corporations, and you're going to see a lot of names that are the same. And you don't have to be a genius to figure out what that's all about. And that's what we're fighting and giving you knowledge in order to do that. 28 past the hour in this week's American Family.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
With the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Invited Dina Hoff to be on from the National Family Farm Coalition. She's the board vice president. What we haven't focused on is your farm in Glendive, Montana. What's it like? What's it like to be in the field with you? You're a farmer.
Well, we have had a nasty drought this year, and so we've been trying to keep, we're irrigated, and so trying to keep everything wet and from dying has been a real exhausting challenge, but we're just finishing up our dry bean harvest. We have some specialty beans to do, and today we're taking our few dairy cows in to be pregnancy tested so we can sell our Jersey Bowl. And then we've got people coming out to pick up squash and pumpkins from the field. And at some point, we'll be doing our corn harvest, and the hay is all put up for the year. It's just, they say when the work's all done this fall, but for our family farmers, the work is never all done in the fall.
Right.
There's plenty of things to be doing all year around.
Well, you have some similarity with me. I'm a Jersey dairy guy. I've been around Jerseys and Guernseys all my life, and I raise replacement heifers now. I stopped milking a couple of years ago, although there's a side of me that wants to, but I just don't want to, the labor intensity of it and finding help in this neck of the woods. I'm in Massachusetts, so not easy. I remember when I was a kid, to just go back to the statistic that you gave earlier, Dina, there were 600-700 dairy farms in Massachusetts when I was a kid. Now, when I started milking, it was down 169 dairy farms in my neck of the woods, and now there are, I think, 114 that are left in the entire state. And it's the same thing, we keep underscoring this, that we started the conversation, for those of you who may just be listening for the first time in this hour, the Farmer Fair Practices rules have been terminated or suspended by the USDA. And so now all the organizations like yours are going to have to go the congressional route. It takes a lot of time, effort, money. Members are going to have to be committed to doing this. So it just kind of like a slap in the face to those of us who are doing it. But I'm interested, back to your farm, how diversified you are. I do hay, and I do cows, and that's pretty much all I have room for or time for. You have much land probably out there. It's different because we use about 800 acres of land, but it doesn't. I own about 125 or 30. What do you have for land?
450, and 250 of that is irrigated. We're trying to get away more from the commercial crops and be working for local food.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gearing up for that. We're teaching people how to raise their own food, how to cook it, how to store it, how to put it up for the winter. And we've had a lot of success doing that. And that brings its own set of problems. So we have people in and out of our farm all the time who are wanting something, who are wanting advice, who are wanting to know how to do something, or who are looking for vegetables or non-GMO grain to feed their chickens. So it's getting to be almost a full-time job just to teach people what they are eager to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, but this is people, younger people, middle-aged people. These are locavores who just want it for themselves. Or are the future farmers of America involved in this with you?
Nobody organized this, but we have a local growers cooperative that is very interested in setting up a food hub and very interested in providing food and keeping money in our own state and our own communities and also creating jobs in agriculture. So we're really invested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the focus of our work for the next couple of years, in addition to knowing that we're going to be lobbying in the state, we're going to be having to be lobbying in Washington, because it seems like every time there is a decades-long fight and we win something, someone comes along and takes it away again, and
yep.
The fight just is a revolving circle.
Yep. Yeah.
Again and again, we're fighting the same battles.
It's very disrespectful, frankly. I find it, I'm offended, and I say this sometimes to people when they, you know, they want to know why I sell raw milk for $11.50 a gallon, and that doesn't even cover the cost, really, of doing it. And they say, oh, who's going to buy this? Well, I was averaging 100 gallons a day selling that stuff, and, you know, I could have sold more, I suppose, if I wanted to produce more, but that's it. You know, you have to find a market and make it work. And so I'm interested, because you're not exactly in the middle of big population centers, so the fact that people are coming to you and they want to buy the products that you're producing locally and others want to learn how to do it, I'd say that was a pretty good sign, wouldn't you?
It's a very good sign that people want to know. We have a farm-to-table store now in our town. We have a commercial community kitchen that people can rent to process food so that they legally can sell it, because all the food safety rules are geared to making sure that there aren't local and regional food systems.
Yep. Yep.
Under the guise of food safety.
That damn Food Safety Protection Act, what an outrage that is. My God.
But
really.
If I sell something to somebody, they know where to come if they have a problem. They know where it came from. You buy something in the store, you have no idea where it came from. Especially in meat. You can buy a pound of hamburger that might have meat from 150 different cows and God knows from how many countries and what their food safety is like.
Yeah, it is. It's a crazy situation. So it's the antithesis of what the farmer stands for, but what people say they want more and more. And that's why you get this big government stuff, and you got to step in finally. You look at the DEA this week, and, you know, after CBS did their thing, that caused some attention. But look at the effort they had to go into it to get them to blow up what they were going to do. and there's so much of that same stuff in agriculture. As a proponent of individual rights and liberties, I get that from reading between the lines with you and your CV. You were involved in this pipeline rupture. Did it affect your land or just your area earlier in the year?
Well, not my land, because the piece of land below my sheep pasture is owned by an oil company, but they do have an easement through our land, and so they did have to dig that up too. However, my big concern was for the benzene in the water, and that the people of Glendive the break was above there, where their water comes out of the river for everybody in the town of 5,500 people to be drinking. And it was, this happened on a Saturday, and they weren't told until Tuesday to stop drinking the water when it was full of benzene. And that just really upset me. The last time this pipeline broke, same pipeline broke, 1967, and the inspections are a joke. I think there's one inspector for the whole western part of the country, pipeline inspector. Nobody seems to care about public health and safety anymore. It's all about the corporate bottom line.
Well, it's the, again, we're sounding like we're beating a dead horse, pardon the pun here, but it takes people like you to get folks organized or riled up or whatever it is to the point of them understanding. And the pipeline story from late last year and early this year in North Dakota, same sort of thing. And the objection was because of things that you're describing that happened on your farm. These things, although I think we need them, and I support the building of the pipelines, but for God's sakes, how much common sense does it take to not build them around or under a waterway? I mean, that's it's just asinine. The lack of common sense is so mind-boggling that it makes us crazy. That's all I can.
Well, you know, when you have people like the Koch brothers and other billionaires and China involved in investing in tar sands and investing in pipelines, you really think they care about what happens to the communities and the people in them that they cross?
Interesting. I know one of the Koch brothers, the one who decided to leave the family business, and we've had conversations about this on a number of occasions in past years. It's just, you're right. Some people just don't give a damn. And so it's good that there are people around like you who do. Dina Hoff is with us on the American Family Farmer at 44 past the hour.
My kids love to play in our yard, but so do
fire ants, weeds, and weak thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builders Southern Triple Action takes care of all three. Now, with just one bag, you can prevent fire ants for up to 6 months, kill duller weed and clover, and feed for greener grass so your lawn thrives. All guaranteed, only from Scott's. One application, triple action.
My kids' playground is back.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Southern Triple Action today.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week. Something different. The current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com focuses on news that there may be hope on the horizon for dairy farmers, maybe by the third or fourth quarter of this year. Predictions are that prices could rise by that time. Also on the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, I welcome Will Hendrick, who is the attorney and manager of the North Carolina Pure Farms Initiative, Pure Waters Campaign, and a fellow named Soren Rundquist, who is the director of spatial analysis for the Environmental Working Group. We are talking in this podcast about the alliance that's aiming to strengthen a global network of leaders protecting your right to clean water, the farm's right to clean water. The Environmental Working Group's mission is to empower folks to live healthier lives in a healthier environment, and they want that to start on the farm, which is appropriate because all health-related things start with the food we eat. We are what we eat, so we want the farm to be a really good, clean place. And they talk on this podcast about research, education. They drive consumer choice and civic action, what people talk about, what they read about. And so that's all part of the discussion as to clean water and the farm at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Also, my opinion section, I'm talking about subsidies provided in the new farm bill and how some of the huge factory farms complaining that they don't get enough money. My God, what an insult. What an outrage. All of us who are family farmers should be just absolutely yelling at the top of our voices about that. Pretty damned outrageous. All right, so it's all there at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. All right, we finish in a rolling dervish of energy and information, Dina Hoff from National Family Farm Coalition, the efforts by the multinational agribusinesses to put all the small farmers out of business. Non-GMO, this is something I hear from a lot of farmers out in your neck of the woods, that if it wasn't for Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and Bayer, that they wouldn't be in business, that it allows them to make more money, to grow more food, to feed more people. So how do we, I mean, I don't like Monsanto at all. I think they're Darth Vader, as a matter of fact. You do run into people, and you're all over the country, the bigger farmers who say, yeah, I don't understand what the problem is with Monsanto. They're helping us. What's your view?
Well, they're poisoning us.
Yeah, my view.
They're poisoning us flat out. They're especially glyphosate. That doesn't increase yields. It doesn't have any resistance to insects or disease. All it does is make resistant weeds so that they have to add, well, now you see they're adding other chemicals right. to Roundup, because Roundup is just weeds become resistant to it. And there are all kinds of resistant weeds here. And if you go look at places where they have, for instance, corn and soybeans, you see the resistant corn coming up in the soybeans, or the resistant soybeans coming up in the cornfield. And that's another problem that you have to deal with. There are ways to deal with weeds, but Monsanto has taken advantage of the low prices and the farm policies that we have in this country that make it really difficult to make a living, and people are so harassed and so time constrained that they think they can go out and spray and it's done.
Yeah.
And that they've got more time. But what is it getting them, really?
It's, well, you look around at the things, it's interesting. I grew up learning that one of the first tractor jobs I had was using the cultivator, an old, I think it was International 140, had cultivators on it, and that's how we got rid of the weeds. You see some people buying these things on the back of a cultivator, they have a butane tank in there, and it's a little bit of flame that burns the weeds. That is all that kind of stuff. But, you know, to spray things is just, it's anathema. To me, there's nothing natural, nothing healthy, nothing wholesome about it. It's just another snow job that these people come up with. So our best foot needs to be forward, Dina, and you're an inspiration for a lot of people, I'm sure. You have children, by the way, working on your farm. Did your children stay working with you on the farm?
They did not. All four of my children are off the farm, but I have a 7-year-old grandson who says, take care of my farm, Grandma, because I'm coming back. He wanted
Good
to quit
it.
The first grade and come to the farm because he thought he could learn everything he needed to know from me.
Good God. Well, I think he can learn a lot from you. We certainly have here. Dina Hoff, thank you. Dina Hoff, activist, the National Family Farm Coalition Board Vice President, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Lakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation that we're confronted with when it comes to net neutrality, most of us on the farm, I'm not in jeopardy because I live in a more rural suburban urban area with my farm than many of you who are in rural areas where, let's face it, connection to the internet has always been dicey. Now it's worse. So the internet and how we become in our society, no matter what our business, no matter what our lifestyle, super fast internet is what we kind of want. We've been trained to think and to want to have this. And I'm wondering if you on the farm have it. I know that in Pennsylvania, for example, the folks in rural Pennsylvania complaining all the time because the internet is not there, is not available. They have some internet, but they don't have fast internet. They don't have, and fast internet sometimes means that you got to have not only fast, but good connections. So they have dropouts and all that stuff that many of us have to deal with. And it's become worse because of net neutrality passed by this administration, which has the farmers supposedly in tow. But I'm thinking more and more that farmers are getting ticked off, and I don't have a solution politically because I think politics, frankly, sucks, and it gets into the core of all that's bad in our country, and that's why we have this problem, and you know, this problem, many problems, and one of them is internet access for your home on the farm, for your farm business. So there's a project, there's a discussion about it now. The Democrats have introduced legislation that would basically bring net neutrality back so that farms, rural areas would have access. After all, it's only fair. Why shouldn't you, if you're in the country, have the same access to the internet as people are in the city? Come on. It's kind of like cell service. You get screwed by Verizon and that ilk because they don't have cell towers because they say, well, there aren't enough people to justify us being there so we can make money. Hey, listen, I get it. We're we're all about big. We want to have our businesses succeed and make money. I don't have a problem with that. But at some point, there's a reason for your being, and helping is not a bad thing, especially if you have a little extra, you have extra cash to do it. The whole big thing about 5G now, everybody, I'm going to have a 5G, this and 5G. Other farms don't even have 3G. You can't get one bar, never mind 2, 3, 4, or 5. So what are we doing about this? Well, a county in Pennsylvania is breaking ground this summer on a project to bring fiber optic internet directly into homes. The Rural Electric Cooperative there, which serves 5,000 square miles, and I think this is a public entity, so the taxpayers are going to pay for this, but maybe that's the only way around it. They don't have any federal money. They just have local money. And some of it has come from private groups like the Grange. The Grange certainly is, they're an organization that helps farmers, National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation. Be smart if they got in on this and helped figure out a way to get these networks so that they can install them in rural places so that people who need the internet, who want the internet, it's promotional, it's informational. I know on my farm, we use the internet, social media, Twitter, Facebook, all of those tools all the time, Instagram, for promoting what's going on the farm. It's our main source of promotion. So if you live in a place where you can't use the internet, or you can't have a reliable access to the internet for either information. I learn a lot of stuff about what I'm doing on my farm, how to plant things, how to repair equipment, all of that sort of stuff, which seems to be second nature to us, but it isn't. It really isn't. So the FCC also is being asked to kick into this project, and whether they will or won't, I think maybe they will. But because oftentimes spending taxpayer money is easier than it is to say no to the big guys that are helping support your campaign. At any rate, smart farming needs bandwidth and streaming. And so let's see if we can, agriculture is no different than any other. We all, the old days of Elmer Fudd on the farm or whatever, those are gone. Farming is very sophisticated. The young people coming up are very sophisticated. So let's give them the tools that they need to produce and to move forward. Those are my thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.